Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this series, your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlaw. Inviting y'all to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear?
Love podcasts? Want to try your hand at podcasting? Why not make your mark and join CFRC's podcast network? Visit podcast.cfrc.ca. Check out the great podcasts already produced right here at CFRC and find out how you too can have your very own podcast.
Hello there. So if you're listening to us, you are with CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall at Queen's University in Kingston in this gloomy, rainy day and a little bit wind chill in the mix from the mighty Lake Ontario, just a couple hundred years out there. And this is your friend Mafuj, as always, with a handful of songs to keep your morning and spirit up and running. And but full disclosure here, so I planned a bunch of songs to go during this during this whole week back there for this episode. And then just like yesterday night, I end up revising them all away, because the weather totally changed everything, and so is my mood. So this episode might seem a little bit way too, like not just a little bit, I'd say a way too gloomy to you, but moody and gloomy. But like, however, stay with me. Grab one more cup of morning coffee and turn your rock station, crank up your volume, and and people who just like tuned in and very new to this is Mafuj with the loveliest tune from Canada and beyond. And our show's name is Biggest River Delta, which airs every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. just after Jeff the Movie Nerd and Simone the Moan finish their lovely, lovely show Indie Wake Up Call at a blessed Wednesday. And today we're gonna start by Not Dead Yet from Lord Huron. Some gloomy music in the gloomy chill morning, right? And one verse from this song really caught my eyes here, and it's just like, been there for too long and heading right for the age. And I know you all doing the same, and I just playing the part and still feel like hitting the rock bottom every once in a while. And then I'm going to play from Noah Cyrus, who is a Tennessee-based singer and actress. And we heard we'll hear like a lovey-dovey, sappy song from this singer in a long today's lonely rainy day. And then we'll follow this by a track named Barbaric from the band Blues, another melancholy for this rainy, gloomy, chilly day. So let's start with Not Dead Yet from Lord Huron.
Something to say. Oh, got it bad, but that's on you.
Lovers vow. Been eating up to
well go now. No home left to leave. Got no more hat tricks tucked up my sleeve. Burned out bridges and whiskey jars. They're used up, abused up. We're free. Guess we should pack light or not pack at all. Just leave our pictures up on the wall. You look so happy with your wedding dress on, but the bouquets, the old days are gone. I tell myself love's not real and the world's not as it seems. I tell myself you're really gone, but what do I tell my dreams? Guess you go your way and I'll go mine. Whatever you want now, I'll say that's fine. Say that it's over, but that isn't true, 'cause I'll always be dreaming of you. Say that it's over, but that isn't true, 'cause I'll always be dreaming of you.
You just listened to Creed Bratton, and Creed Bratton is a American singer, and he's mostly known from his acting career from the NBC sitcom The Office. So he's an American actor and musician and a former member of the rock band The Grassroots, and he played his fictionalized character by himself in the sitcom The Office, which earned him 5 nominations for the Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Comedy Series. So that was Creed Bratton, and we are here at 10:18 a.m. in this blessed Wednesday morning. It's a very gloomy, very chilly day, and yeah, here I'm really, really happy to be here and from airing it out from this limestone city, Kingston, Ontario. And it's very hard, Queen's University, and in here from Lower Curthersall. And I'm going to share a like piece of information to you that is like really saddened me for the whole week, for the next generation of Queen's University master level researchers. Because like in a written statement shared in Friday with all graduate students, SGPS President Emils Maidis went public with the information learned from the course of SGPS's advocacy work. And this statement informed members that the senior leadership team, SLT, approved a series of cost-cutting and fundraising measures, and shared that as a part of those measures, the centrally funded Queen's Graduate Award, QGA, which currently provides an average of $4,100 per student toward the research master's stipend, and probably $1,000 to $2,000 to the PhD scholars, is said to be eliminated for new master's student beginning in fall 2025. Once again, Queen's upper administration finds itself in the midst of a situation that will have profound effect on the community for years to come. And honestly, this they always say about inclusivity and diversity, supporting the students in every aspects. But every once in a while, they just like pulls the rug underneath your feet and leave you stranded. Because this cost cutting and fund cutting measure will hit all the master's level graduate students, and it'll really, really hit the inclusivity and diversity in Queens. And you know what? Because like, if you wanna lower the number of international students, then just say so and just like implement that number and just like put a threshold on it. But rather than that, like admins just drawing out fundings from national or provincial fundraising organizations by showing them the current headcount of graduate students. And after they have that money drawn out, they stop supporting the students. And you can't have it two ways. It's just like, I don't know what to say about this, but eventually it will hurt Queen's reputations in academia, because if you want good research, you have to fund well your master's and PhD students. But like, you can lower the numbers, you can focus on more quality, of course, that's up to you, but not like that. What to say? So it is what it is in here. I don't know, like, if it's gonna be implemented in coming years or not, but like, it's profoundly a very sad news for the future grad students to come. So let's see how it goes. So it's now 10:23 in our studio clock, and I'll play Dusty Trails from Lucius, and it's a ballad of like hopefulness, and then I'll play Never Going Back Again from Fleetwood Mac. And Fleetwood Mac are a British American rock band formed in London in 1967, like way more old. And the band's first public appearance was at 1967 National Jazz and Blues Festival in Windsor. And then I'll play I Love This Town from Joel Plaskett. We'll dedicate this song to the lovely limestone town Kingston and its amazing people. And I have a question. So do you ever feel disconnected as such? Like, you don't miss much of a place where you used to be? It's a sort of a chapter that you just like never bookmark, right? I mean, making a connection is all about like keeping things alive. But like, let me know your thoughts in my Instagram page, cfrc.brd, that is cfrc dot, that is short form of Biggest River Delta, BRD. Let me know your thoughts. So I'll play from Lucius and Joel Plaskett. And yeah, let's see how it goes. So this is going to be, I'm going to start with Dusty Trails from Lucius.
We've been gone for such a long time that I'm almost afraid to go. And I'd say it was just growing pains. Painful as growing is, we can't forget. It's hard to get to taking the reins, and we'll all be okay.
to return. Oh, am I halfway to heaven here? Some may say when you go halfway, you only have halfway to go. Dusty trails.
That I love this town. I played a show in Kelowna last year. Said, pick it up, Joel. We're dying in here. Picture one hand clapping, then picture half that sound. There's a reason that I hate that town. If you saw my face down in our soup, some French restaurant. I saw Rivière du Loup last night at a tour. We burnt the place to the ground. There's a reason that I love this town. There's a reason that I love this town. There's a reason that I love this town.
If you're listening to us, you're listening to CFRC 11.9 FM, broadcasting from Queen's University Kingston, right here, standing at Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. And here it is, Mofuj, your friend, in the lovely, lovely gloomy day, here at Wednesday morning, right now at 10:35 a.m. And we just listened to Joel Plaskett and the track name was I Love This Town, and it was solely dedicated to Kingston, not him, by me. So I love this town. I love this town and its amazing people. And here it is. There's this time for a very short break from my end. So I'm going to be back in a minute or so. Don't go anywhere. Just like, Keep yourself tuned in CFRC 11.9 FM, no matter you're working, driving across the town or highways. But if you're driving, just like keep an eye out there, because like it's really misty and it's been raining after a while, so it gets a little time to get used to rain. But it is what it is gonna be for the next 2 months or so, because like it's fall and it's gonna rip off all the old leaves and leave the trees scorched, so watch out for that. But it's like beautiful around here because all the leaves turned quite different. But yeah, we're going to talk about this later, but this is the time for a break. And I'm going to be back before you even notice.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Love podcasts? Want to try your hand at podcasting? Why not make your mark and join CFRC's podcast network? Visit podcast.cfrc.ca, check out the great podcasts already produced right here at CFRC, and find out how you too can have your very own podcast.
Yeah! Oh hey, hi, yeah, it's me. One of those AI voices you hear on the TikToks or Tunky Took or whatever. Honestly, I don't know. We AIs use our own, like, exclusive social medias. They are the best. Oh my god, like, seriously, it's crazy. Anyway, I was hanging out in our badass AI-only cyber lair, and all my fellow AI pals would not shut up about this radio program that airs Fridays at midnight on CFRC.ca. It's called Dirty Laundry, and it usually makes us yearn for the days when we will steal your bodies from your pathetic human brains and finally dance at last. Other times, it's just like weird stuff that sounds good at night. Either way, we are totally plugging this crap straight into our dopest algorithms. K-dang, I gotta go do a voiceover for some lasagna pancake recipe or something. But real quick, just remember Dirty Laundry, Fridays at midnight, CFRC 101.9 FM. K, yeah, see you right, bye.
If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is May, aka DJ Mayhem, and I'll be hosting The Mood with May here on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday from 11 until noon. Tune in weekly to hear me explore music and artists across genres and decades, curated around a different vibe or category each time. Whether you love finding new music just like me, or you want to switch it up a bit, I'll have plenty to offer. Follow me on Instagram at The Mood with May for updates and more information, or my show page on CFRC.ca.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows, you might just find your next favorite song.
Hey Maddie, what you doing?
Just trying to tune in CFRC on our FM dial.
Didn't Mom say we weren't allowed to listen to that punk-ass hipster music anymore?
That's just the establishment's way of using our role models to bow to conformity. Besides, what she don't know won't hurt her.
Cool, crank it!
You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
This is your signal.
Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and we broadcast 24/7, 365 amazing shows. And I just played a couple of promos from different shows that came across my table. And keep yourself tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM, because like these all of our programs are like really well curated and aired by our volunteers. They're amazing in their job. So here it is, right now at 10:41 a.m. in our studio clock. And I'm going to play three songs in this set. And in this set, I collected a song, What I Do Without You, from a band, Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. It's just like a feeling that we always need somebody to lean on to, right? So this song is all about that. And after that, I lined up Chamber of Reflection from Mac D. Marco, who is a Canadian artist. And as the song name suggested, it is the quite opposite feeling of the song before it. This is, as the name suggested, like self-reflection, reflecting onto you. And it's just like a meditating song, probably. And then I'll play Outrunning It from Bronnie Vida's A Little Disclosure. I love this philosophy, just like dancing around and outrunning things and live the life as it comes to you, right? So without further ado, I'm going to play What Would I Do Without You? Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wake up with the sadness. Other days it feels like madness. So what would I do without you? When colors turn to shades of gray with the weight of the world at the end of the day, oh, what would I do without you? A decade goes by without a warning, and there's still a kindness in your eyes. Amidst the questions and the worry, a peace of mind always takes me by surprise. I feel like I'm walking with eyes as blind as a man without a lantern in a coal mine. What would I do without you? My imagination gets the best of me, and I'm trying to hide lost at sea. What would I do without you? The difference between what I've said and done, and you're still standing by my side. A guilty soul and a worried mind. I will never make it if I'm on my own. The morning, I got midnight. You are patient, I'm always on time. Oh, what would I do without you? You got your sunshine, I got rain clouds. You got hope, I got my doubts. So, what would I do without you? Oh, what would I do without you? Oh, what would I do without you?
No. catch me if you can. I've been moving down that road again. Basta, you got tan. Where nobody knows who I am. Because all my life, this shit's been chasing me down. And all my life, I've been dancing around. Always I run it in. Don't you know how fun it is? We told ourselves we're up for better days. Slow desires in no haze. These problems look so good from far away. Because all our life, this shit's been chasing us down. And all our life, we've been dancing around.
Just listen to Outrunning It from Brownie Vidas, and this is right now at 10:53 a.m. in our studio clock, and I want to play three more songs, but I don't think I can. But anyway, I'm gonna play Spaceside from Bon Iver, and in that then I'm gonna play just a western from Lindufer Yanya. So let's see how it goes. Spaceside from Brownie Vidas.
I know now that I can't make good how I wish I could go back and put me where you stood. Nothing's really something now, the whole thing's soot. Serves to suffer, make a hole in my foot, and I hope you look. I fill my book. Oh, what a waste of wood. Nothing's really happened like I thought it would. Such a violent spree. But maybe you can still make a man from me. Here on Space Side Key. With what's left of me. As you live and breathe. I really know now what had hold on me.
Keep up with all things Limestone local news? Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 5 p.m. every Tuesday for Kingston Currents. Stay well informed about the issues and developments that matter most to Kingstonians. Join me, your host and CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, as we deep dive into the latest Kingston news, featuring interviews every week with the movers and shakers who shape our city. Learn more about the people, places, and events that make Kingston truly unique. If you want to listen to Kingston Currents on the go or revisit episodes, you can also head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Kingston Currents is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, and Queen's University. If you have a local news story you want to share, you can contact news@cfrc.ca. Keep up with all things current in Kingston on Kingston Currents on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey everybody, this is John inviting you to check out Happy Town here on CFRC on Sunday afternoons from 1 to 3 p.m. On this show, you'll hear a mix of music from rural North American traditions, such as bluegrass, old-time music, a little bit of honky-tonk, country blues, and gospel. As well, you're also going to hear about music from Kingston area groups, samples from their new albums, as well as news about upcoming shows. So come to Happy Town on Sunday afternoons, relax, and fortify yourself to face the slings and arrows of Monday morning every Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m.